All right, we're back for another Fireside Chat. It's a caveman here. I'm here with Forrest Raging Butterfly Dent. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Looking mighty dapper in your bathrobe you got on there. What made you don a bathrobe today?
Well, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's almost like a blanket, and then I wore sweatpants because it's not super long. So.
What did you think about the weather today? You were off. You probably got to see it.
Yeah, the winds were insane.
Yeah.
I thought some branches were going to fly in the air, but nothing happened.
On my normal route home, a tree fell down in the road. I had to turn around and go the other way. I had to cut through to school.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of there was a huge wind gusts today.
Yes, yeah, supposed to be 70 miles an hour. That's pretty potent wind.
Isn't that almost like a level one or hurricane?
I don't know. I have the internet at my fingers, but I'm too tired to look it up. So, you have off tomorrow. We got any big plans for the day?
Not really.
No, just going to sleep in like a bum?
Sure.
I read this great book, and it talked about waking up at 5 in the morning every day to get at life.
Oh, jeez. When did it say you go to bed?
It says go to bed as early as possible, like 10, 11 o'clock.
And wake up at 5?
Yeah.
What crazy person wrote that book?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, former, I can't remember if it was a Marine or an Army guy, but super into fitness, super into life, very positive guy. Really good book. I'll have you read it someday.
Why would you stay up late and then wake up early in the morning?
10 or 11 o'clock is not late. You get through your day, and you go out, you go to sleep, you get up, and you start a new day. You don't waste time watching TV and playing video games and doing all the wasteful stuff that happens at nighttime. Then you're fully rested for the next day. You get up early, 5 a.m., get a nice workout in before you start your day at work.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you were yawning about that. I think tomorrow, since you're going to relax most of the day, we should do the push-up challenge when I get home from the gym. The Mustafa, actually it was the Muhammad and I forgot who he was doing it with, but Muhammad did it at the gym the other day, and they were doing the 10 sets. You do 10 push-ups or 20 push-ups, and that person's got to stay up while you do yours, and the first one to quit loses.
I'm a fail.
Maybe you'll beat me.
I don't think I'm going to beat you.
And then we'll do the curl pass-off. I got the fight sign, so now we got to do that work.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you think about me fighting? In general, not this fight, I mean.
I think it's cool. I mean, by the time I was born, you already had fights, and so it wasn't like... You already had a good amount of fights, and so it wasn't like... Anything really changed for me. It's always been kind of the same.
Yeah. That's true. I've been fighting since before Dustin was born, honestly, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's obviously not the greatest thing for you, but you already had fights and before I was born. I mean, you were kind of established already.
What do you think about a training camp starting while Mom's out of town and now you're going to have to pitch in a little bit more?
I don't know.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the help you're going to have to do. And you've been helping out a lot more since Mom's been gone anyway, so. No more than you've been doing before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ask too much, are you? Just, you know, make us food. Real healthy meals, like 13 of them a day. You know, keep us fed, do the laundry, wash the house, fix the house, put everything away, clean all our rooms. That's all you need to do. Got it? I'm just kidding. But you're probably going to have to spend a little bit more time at the gym. It's a good thing you're off this week. When you're back at school, I might, on those days that you don't come to the gym, I might drop you off at the house so you can do your homework and you're going to have to get on it.
It's probably going to be state testing, so I won't have too much homework, actually.
Good. That's good.
So, like, next week when I go to school, I'll probably have a half day and an off day, and I'll have the state test days, which completely wipes out all my core subjects, which is homework possibility chance of 0 for 3 classes.
That's pretty good, then.
So I might end up with other homework, but nothing from core.
Yeah, that worked out well. This week's going to be kind of a wash. because tomorrow you have piano, so I can't really work out too much. I'll probably stay and get some kind of workout in. Actually, everything's going to be busy, so I'll probably have to go to the LA Fitness tomorrow. I'll drop you off and go to LA Fitness and race back to beat Miss Laura so I can get a workout in before Miss Laura gets there. I'll try and get up early and go in the morning, too, so I get two workouts in tomorrow. Friday, I got the union meeting, so I'll be gone for a while. I don't know how, it's probably going to be long, so when I get out, I'll either come get you, or maybe you just stay at the house, whatever you want to do. Cool?
Yeah.
And then Saturday, Fredonia. We'll see how that goes. And then Sunday, Sunday fun day.
Yep.
Then we're probably going to shoot a podcast, and then we're just going to chill out.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything else going on?
For me?
Yeah.
Not really.
I saw you and Lily playing around a little bit. You got a little thing going on? You guys good, starting to become good friends or teasing each other a little bit?
Kind of.
Yeah. When Maya squished you today and I said, oh, Maya's giving you a hug, you got pretty red in the face.
That was you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know that
was you who did that, too.
Yeah?
I'm not completely...
I did it to you. I wasn't trying to pretend I was someone else. Oh, you're saying it was me that made your face turn red? Because I was doing that?
You did everything.
I didn't make your face turn red. Maya squished you, and I just said, aw, she's giving you a hug. How's Ty today?
Good.
Good.
I didn't even know what that was about.
I don't know either. I was just trying to tease you a little bit about girls. Maya loves you like a brother, dude. She looks out for you.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really good person. Well, I don't know what kind of person she is because I really don't know her all that well.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the gym, I haven't really seen her much in the last year or so, but I know she always looks out for you, so that's a good thing for me. So I'm happy that you spent some time with her. And then Lily, Dakota's sister, you and her seem like you've been having a good time. That's good because you're sitting around a long time. It was very clean, wholesome fun, so I like it. You guys are playing tag. I like that you're out slicking her with your football moves. We didn't get to play football today because of 70-mile-an-hour winds, but over this weekend, let's throw the ball around a little bit, too.
I think the ball would have probably flew off course into a house, so I'm glad we didn't throw it around.
Yeah, it definitely go through someone's window. All right, well, it's late. This is the worst podcast we've done on all of them. We didn't talk about anything.
Nope.
But we'll get after it again tomorrow. Tomorrow, you can't waste so much time watching Star Trek, so we can start this podcast a little bit earlier while my brain's still functioning. You watched two long episodes of Star Trek today.
I only watched one.
Oh, that one's actually two. It was two that they put together as one. That's why it was so long then.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're just about to finish the podcast. It's 11:15.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. I got to get up by like 5 to go to the gym.
This is the fireside chat where you start just making small talk as the fire dies down.
Yeah, there's nothing but embers left, so let's stomp out this fire and go to bed. We're going to start getting you back onto some sort of regular sleeping schedule. I've really found that sleeping more since Mom's been gone, that I feel better all the time, getting good sleep, you know, and it's a lot easier when you just can sleep at your own time, but if you set a schedule and you go to sleep and you sleep a certain amount of hours, you're going to feel a lot better. You won't be so tired all the time. Like, you're walking around like a zombie.
Uh-huh.
All right? All right. So, sleep in tomorrow if you stay up late.
Okay.
I'm going to put that list of chores I want you to do together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get your chores done. Have some fun.
Sounds good.
All right. You got to earn it, though. Mm-hmm. And then push-up contest tomorrow. And curl contest. Maybe squat contest, too.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to have to stretch out my whole body for, an hour.
Yeah, I'll show you some of my stretches that I do, too, because I've been really tight. So we'll get some stretching in and we'll get some exercising in. All right?
I feel like I really need to stretch because I feel like I'm not that bad of an athlete. But if I don't stretch, I'm just awful.
Yeah, you got some mental stuff going on right now that we need to get over, too, actually. Yeah. That little whatever you have going on while you're warming up in the first beginning. That's something you need to get over. I do hate some of that part myself, There's nothing I hate more than before I break that first sweat. Right when you're about to break the sweat, I always want to quit. I'm like, oh, I don't even want to do this. I just want to quit. But once that sweat breaks, dude, I feel great. Right back at it, you know, because I really want to be there. My goal is to get better every day. You know, it's not to come in and pretend I worked out and go home and take a couple selfies. You know, It's not what we're about. All right, let's get out of here. Tomorrow I got a lot to do. I got to make the big announcement, social media wise, and all that stuff. And then got to start doing some film study. Maybe we can do film study together, and we can look at what we should be looking at when we're breaking down opponents. Mm-hmm. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, man. I love you, dude.
Love you too.
See you soon.
Stomp out the fire.